This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 16 April 2005. Here is a summary. One Palestinian civilian was killed by Israeli occupation forces. A number of Palestinian civilians were injured by Israeli occupation forces. Construction of the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank has continued, and at least 260 dunams of land were confiscated in the Bethlehem and Jerusalem areas for this purpose. Israeli occupation forces conducted a series of incursions into Palestinian areas. At least 27 Palestinian civilians were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. Three Palestinian civilians were used by Israeli occupation forces as human shields. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank, and more areas of Palestinian land were confiscated in Hebron. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces positioned at checkpoints arrested 16 Palestinian civilians and injured one. And Israeli occupation forces have continued to use a special checking machine at Rafah International Crossing Point in Gaza. Here's an introduction. Israeli occupation forces have launched more attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces willfully killed a Palestinian civilian in Hebron. This week, human rights violations perpetrated by Israeli occupation forces, including shooting of Palestinian civilians, incursions into Palestinian areas, home raids, and arbitrary arrests. In violation of international and humanitarian law, Israeli occupation forces also continued to construct an annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank territory and have continued to confiscate more areas of Palestinian land illegally for this purpose. They've also continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. This week, Israeli occupation forces used three Palestinian civilians as human shields in military operations in occupied Palestine. On April 25, 2005, Israeli occupation forces shot dead a Palestinian civilian in Hebron. The victim lost control over his car and was not able to stop when he was surprised by an Israeli military checkpoint. So Israeli occupation forces opened fire at him and killed him instantly. Israeli occupation forces claimed that the victim ran down an Israeli soldier. Then they stated that the live bullets were found in the soldier's head fired by his colleagues who were on duty and that it was possible that this was the cause of his death. This week, Israeli occupation forces conducted at least 20 military incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank, the widest of which was into Balata refugee camp near Nablus on 21 April 2005. Israeli occupation forces raided and searched a number of homes, and opened fire at Palestinian civilians. As a result, two Palestinian civilians were wounded, and 27 others were arrested. On 23 April 2005, Israeli occupation forces used two Palestinian civilians as human shields while raiding a photo exhibition in the Yassid village near Nablus. On 27 April 2005, Israeli occupation forces used a third civilian as a human shield while raiding a flower company in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank. On Sunday, 24 April 2005, Israeli occupation forces issued military orders confiscating 80 dunams of agricultural land in the Al-Jabah village near Beit Lehem and 181 dunams in Beit Surik village near Jerusalem for the purpose of the construction of this wall. This week, Israeli occupation forces published a planning map for the Chabad Jebra village south of Tul Karam, which has been isolated behind the wall. According to local council village, the map ignored 30 out of the 60 homes in the village and areas of land devoted for public projects, such as an elementary school and a clinic. In addition, Israeli occupation forces used force to disperse peaceful, nonviolent demonstrations organized by Palestinian civilians in protest of the construction of the wall. Israeli settlers living in occupied Palestine in violation of international and humanitarian law have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. This week, Israeli occupation forces confiscated 8 dunams of Palestinian land in Hebron for the purpose of settlement expansion. Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian school children in Hebron, injuring 2 of them. They also attacked and seriously injured a Palestinian man in the Beit Dejan village near Nablus. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a tightened siege on occupied Palestine, including Jerusalem. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces have continued to completely or partially close all border crossings of the Gaza Strip and impose severe restrictions on the internal movement of Palestinian civilians. They continue to close main roads in the Gaza Strip several times a week. They also fired at Palestinian civilians waiting at the checkpoints, injuring one. Israeli occupation forces also arrested four Palestinian civilians at the Rafah International Crossing Port on the Egyptian border. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces have continued to pose a tight siege on Palestinian communities. They closed the Al-Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron for 3 days. They've also imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians, as well as erecting a number of sudden military checkpoints. They stopped and checked Palestinian civilians and arrested 12 of them, including 2 children. For more information on these gross human rights violations in Palestine by Israeli occupation forces, you can check the website www.pchrgaza.org.